Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Oftentimes when I see people either at church or on the streets or perhaps even just calling me up on the phone, they'll ask, well, how's the ministry going? There's always one word that I usually always use to reply, and that is busy. If there's one thing that describes what we are doing at MRM, it is the word busy.
Busy, busy, dreadfully busy.
But it's good. I love it. I mean, it's sad that we're busy because we're actually combating an error, a theological error, and that there sadly are a lot of people that believe that theological error. So in one way, it's kind of sad that we're busy in that aspect. But at the same time, we're doing things and we're seeing things get accomplished. And so in today's show, we wanted to talk about that because I know there's probably a lot of people who are listening into Viewpoint on Mormonism. And we don't often talk about all the things that we do on a daily basis.
Now, Bill, this ministry's been around for 35 years. You founded it in 1979. And this last April, we celebrated our 35th anniversary with a dessert. I think that's pretty exciting that not many ministries make it that long. And we're solvent and we're doing incredible work and we're seeing God use us continually, even after all these years.
And I certainly attribute a lot of that to the prayers of God's people, because we often ask when people say, well, how can we pray for you? I usually will always say, pray that we just use wisdom to be at the right place at the right time, to address the right subjects at the right time, and because that's really what it's all about, using wisdom, and that's what we want to use.
And one of the things that we get a lot of is email and phone calls from people. You get them all the time as far as you're the one with the phone. What's that like? Is that like every day? Is there something coming across the desk that we have to deal with?
I love it when I answer the phone and the person on the other end goes, Bill? Bill McKeever? As if we have a staff of 100.
There's not a whole lot of people here to answer phones. And so the director, the president, whatever we're going to call you, CEO, has to answer the phones.
We don't have a huge staff, but the people that we have working at MRM certainly are doing a great job with the particular tasks that they have been given to make this ministry function. A lot of us have to raise our own funds. I have to raise my own funds. You have to raise your own funds. And people don't often realize that. And we certainly do recognize that there are a lot of very good ministries out there that are worthy of your support. We hope that you would consider MRM to be one of them. But let's talk about some of the things that we've accomplished this past year.
Well, one of the things we had a chance to do is be represented at three different temple open houses. When the Mormon Church opens up a Mormon temple in a community, they allow anybody to come for 3 weeks at an open house event. And so I had a chance to go to Gilbert, Arizona, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then Ogden, Utah. Randy Sweet and I were there for that one as well. And spending days tracking homes in the area, standing outside, handing out newspapers, just trying to get into conversations. I think that's a pretty powerful outreach. We've been doing that since 1993 when San Diego opened up. I haven't counted how many we've done, but certainly several dozen. We think that's an important place to be because people come and don't know that Mormonism is different than what Christianity says.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that when we are out in front of Mormon temples, we're very low key. We're mainly just trying to hand out literature and talk to people.
Sure.
And of course, we get into a lot of very good conversations. I remember you telling me some of the stories of the people that you were able to talk to in Ogden and all these other places that you were at, and that's positive. And so we're not out there yelling at people or anything like that. I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what that is all about.
Yeah, in Ogden, Randy Sweet and I came up with the idea of handing out free copies of The Miracle of Forgiveness. We talked about that on an earlier radio show. It turned out to be a wonderful strategy because people couldn't get over why we would be handing them one of their books. But we really want them to read The Miracle of Forgiveness. And we actually created a new website, themiracleofforgiveness.com, which we created a brand new $1 million bill. the Spencer W. Kimball Million Dollar Bill that is given away as well. So we try to be as creative as we can to reach as many people as possible. And then, Bill, you, in October, gave a cemetery tour in the Salt Lake City Cemetery. What was that all about?
It was actually the prototype of that is I went with a small group that I was teaching in my home, about 10, 11 people. I had just finished up going through our book, Answering Mormons Questions, because it was really written to work with small groups as well. And afterwards, I just simply asked how many would like to go to the Salt Lake Cemetery, and we can see some of the graves of the people that we have been talking about through this study. And everybody wanted to go, so we ended up going down there, and they all seemed to enjoy it. So we were talking about maybe doing another one of those, and so we put the word out on the radio show and had 25 people show up.
It was a fun time.
It was a fun time. Had 25 people, many of them I had never met before. I knew who they were simply because of Facebook and things like that, but I was actually able to meet some of them for the first time. And we spent about 2.5 hours going around the Salt Lake Cemetery, and I was able to point out some of the various graves and their relation to other people and other graves and some of the background history of some of these people. And again, a lot of people really enjoyed it, so much so that we're thinking about in the spring of maybe doing this again. In fact, I had one lady call the day we had gone, and she had missed it, unfortunately, and she says, well, sign me up for the next one. So we already have one person signed up for a tour that we haven't really even planned yet.
We also had a chance to do a number of symposiums. We call them Compassionate Boldness. Throughout the state of Utah, we decided to stay home this fall. Usually we try to go somewhere. We stayed home and focused. I think we did a total of 8 different symposiums, 4 hours of teaching with their own set of notes. And we're planning to do that next year. We'd like to maybe make a trip to Montana, as well as we've been invited to go to the Tennessee and Mississippi area next May. So we're planning to be there for a couple of weeks. And then, Bill, you're going to do some traveling too. You're going to go to England in September.
I've been asked to teach, and I'm looking forward to that. It's been several years since I've been back there. But yeah, we are planning on doing that next fall. You mentioned our symposiums in Utah. One of the reasons why we did that, focusing on Utah, is because our heart's desire is to train the body of Christ that lives in Utah, that live among the LDS people. One of the ways to do that is to have a place where people can come to learn. There's smaller crowds, but if you're going to sit for 4 hours, you're really going to be interested in this. So we expect that, but I kind of like that it's a smaller crowd. It's a little more intimate. We get to know people a little bit better. And I have found that people that do attend this all seem to love it. They love the information. It's usable information. And people are encouraged by what they hear and what they've learned to go out and share their faith with their LDS friends and loved ones.
If you're a pastor or maybe just a concerned person in your church who would like to have us come, if you live in Utah, or it could be anywhere, we could make arrangements to travel outside of Utah. But we can do that for next spring or next fall. Those are the two favorite times we like to go out and speak. So if that's something that your church needs, 4 hours of instruction, we're happy to talk to you about that and how we can make that happen. And then, Bill, our radio program is over 800 episodes now in 4 different markets.
When you said that, I couldn't believe it. We've actually done over 800 shows since we began Viewpoint on Mormonism back in, mid-2011.
And they're all available on the internet. They can go to our website to find that. And we've been told a number of times how valuable that show has been.
And what I like what you have done with the links to the shows, Eric, because a lot of the articles that we have on our website that are related to some of the topics that we've addressed on the show, you have links many times to the radio broadcast or the podcast, so people can actually listen to the show as well as read some of the articles that we've written. Sometimes the articles are going to have a lot more information than what we will bring out in a regular broadcast.
Sure.
But all the information's there. There is a lot of information on MRM.org.
And we're doing our best. In fact, that's my next point is the internet site, MRM.org. We do a lot of research. And this past year, I have found myself writing more lengthy articles on these gospel topic essays that we've been talking about on the radio and other issues that we put all that on there. So I don't know what you think we do on a regular weekday, but a lot of that day is probably spent looking at books and looking at magazine articles and other things, you and I do a ton of research. And even to do this radio show, we put in for every episode, I bet we put in about half hour at least, if not more.
Some topics are a little easier than others, but some of them, our prep time, some days it's been like hours just for a few shows.
Now, also, we do a newsletter that comes out every other month. And how can a person get onto our newsletter list?
That's real easy. They just go to mrm.org, and you'll see the link to get that newsletter. And just click on that link and fill out a simple form, send it to us, and we'll be glad to get that out to you. It comes out regularly every other month.
And as far as finances, we would like to finish this year in the black. If you believe in what we're doing here at Mormonism Research Ministry, we would love to have your financial support. There are a couple of ways you can do that. One is you can use snail mail. And our address is on our website. I'll just say it real quick here in case you'd like to write it down. It's Mormonism Research Ministry, P.O. Box 1746, Draper, Utah, 84020. That's P.O. Box 1746 in Draper, Utah, 84020. But you can also go on to our website. On the right-hand side, there is a donate button. So if anybody would like to give electronically, they can go to our website. On the right-hand side, there's a donate button, and we have a special internet offer. We are going to give a copy of Joel Kramer's Jericho on Earth, a video he did on Jericho to show how the archaeology of Jericho supports the story as found in Joshua. It's an incredible video. I love that video. And if anybody would give an electronic donation of $50.50 or more, then we will send that to them. Now, people are going to ask, why $50.50? If you don't want the video, just give whatever amount you want. But if you want the video, that will let us know, the 50 cents. And it could be $75.50, $150, however you want to do it. But end it with the 50 cents. That will let our secretary know that we need to get that video to you. It might take a few weeks, but we really do appreciate your support. We'd love to be able to send that over to you.
We don't talk about that a lot on this show, but of course, like all mission organizations, we do count on the generosity of God's people. And if you like what we do and how we do it, then by all means, we hope that you'll prayerfully consider being one of our prayerful supporters. We thank you for that, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS loved ones or friends with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have links to an active blog site, as well as dozens of articles and videos that will help educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, we can do that too. Contact MRM to schedule one of our PowerPoint presentations at MRM.org or call our office at 801-572-2153. That's 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.